In case it isn't readily apparent, though I have several, spanking is one of my most treasured fetishes, and soon I will get to attend my favorite annual spanking gala. Anticipation leading up to an event like this has become a most coveted time for me, and gladly to say, the actual events always exceed my expectations. It's when I have the most fun preparing and daydreaming about what might happen. Between reconnecting with other spanking aficionados that I have spanked next to and upon for years, and figuring out what fashion statements to make each day and night, I'm in heaven. Over the next few posts, I will give you some drips and dribbles of what has happened at past events, as well as what goes on in my mind as I impatiently await the September gathering. Watch out! It all begins with fantasizing about how many pretty girly bottoms I will have the pleasure of spanking. Naughty girls are abundant at these parties, and, like my favorite hit parade, there is always an influx of new ones each year. It becomes a game as to which ones will and which ones will not go over my knee, a chair, a table, you get the idea, to receive my paddling. Some are coupled with husbands or boyfriends guarding them. At the start of the party, they tend to sit back and get a lay of the land at first. Then there are the shy ones. They sit quietly waiting for the right person to ask them to drop their drawers, bend over, and spank their ass. When I was a kid, I remember going to Mr. Barry's social dancing in junior high school, sitting and waiting for the right boy to ask me to dance. Because I am now the dominant top, it gives a whole new meaning to waiting for the right boy. Then there is the bold girl that walks right up and asks, and sometimes begs, for me to give her a bare-bottom spanking. If she's whining, I often tell her she'll have to wait. Of course she does, and has to, while watching me spank others, figuring the weight will just boost her adrenaline for a hotter, juicier spanking later. Whenever I agree to dominate, top, a submissive bottom, it is always essential that we connect. Not only to accentuate my dominant head trip over her, but also to listen and understand her wants, desires, and boundaries, including safe words up front. If you're an interested top, pay close attention to what I'm saying. I often demand that she tells me why she deserves a bare-bottom spanking. When we are clear on all those counts, I know what I can and cannot do. The spankings I do prefer performing tend to be more erotic and sensually based than hard-handed. Along with all the ways that I spank and tease my bottom, my goal is to make both of us hot, wet, and wanting more, almost to the point of frustration. If that happens, I know that I have done my job. Then, before I actually touch her, I give her a command. If she is liking whatever it is that I'm doing to her, she is to wiggle her ass. If she stops wiggling, I stop doing. That direction allows me, as the top, to gauge and modify my performance. An easy way to stay in control while abiding by my bottom's personal wishes. Because I understand, as all tops should, that the bottom is really in charge of what goes on in a scene. Last year, within minutes of showing up the first night, this young crumpet slinked up to me. Her pout and willingness just couldn't be denied, at least by me. As you can see, I had her drop her casual and very short shorts, for viewing purposes, as well as for her impending correction. This is when I can go into my own world, almost like a dream. I begin by touching her body with my fingers and hands. I get to feel her skin, its texture, its softness and smell, as well as observe how it stirs her. Is she sensitive or even ticklish? Does she easily react to my digits? Or is she insensitive, needing a heavier hand? It could be that she is in such ecstasy, knowing that I'm doing this in front of an audience, that she's almost holding her breath. That has happened on several occasions. Though in a meditative state, it is important to stay connected to the one I dominate. I love to scratch, pinch, squeeze, and of course smack her bottom. But I also enjoy radiating my fondling all over her body, if given permission first, from the top of her head, through her hair, down her back and legs. There even have been a few times I have spent time teasing between her legs, of course with the intent of making her twitch and want more. As long as she continues to wiggle, I continue to play. When I'm finished with the light touch, the paddling begins. I tell her so she gets ready. Starting with my hand, I evenly, take notes, tops, spank her fanny on both cheeks, mostly landing on the densest part of her ass. I love to watch her cheek bounce as she reacts. Once I build my pace, I pull out the implements. There are often other tops watching that are happy to loan me a paddle or two. Here is an example of my friend Sean's collection. Beautiful, isn't it? I continue my erotic spanking for as long as I please. For me, this play is about giving my bottom an awesome physical sensation and mental headspace that lingers. Remembering that I want her flirting with ecstasy, never quite reaching it. A delicate balance. Coming out of my trance, it's always fun to find out that there was a devoted audience. During this particular session, the judges have spoken. I won gold.